Hello, this is Amanda, with a piece written by a friend of mine, Mr. Jeff Saunders. It's entitled, Where is Doreen? And it's about a director talking to his cast during a rehearsal. Oh, okay. Give her 5 minutes. But answer me this. No, to the left, Raj, otherwise you can't see the door. Answer me this. Why does Doreen have a choking fit at the same point in every rehearsal? Because it's 3 rehearsals running. We get to, let me explain, Parkin, and she's off, choking. If the character was choking, I'd think Doreen was going all method on us, but no, the character is about to embark on a 2-page speech, explaining to Parkin. Yes, it had occurred to me that she hasn't learned the lines. But why doesn't she just say so? Oh, okay. We'll go from the end of her speech to give her time to recover. Oh, look at my naughty fingers, involuntary doing air quotes. No, Parkin doesn't cry in this scene, Ryland. She's just told him she's leaving Rinaldo, the Italian stallion, to return to him, but she cries. He doesn't. Because he is English and repressed. Remember, we discussed that at length. Oh yes, your weeping in the Browning version was mentioned in the Gazette, but you don't have to cry in every show. Was it quite appropriate in Cinderella? Parkin doesn't cry. Ever. Excuse me? Red carnations? Really? This is Cap Ferrat, not Croydon. Yes, well, if you'd planned ahead, we could have had prop flowers from a professional supplier, not something borrowed from the crematorium. Right. Act 2, Scene 3. From the end of Gianetta's 2-page speech. The one I am hoping to rehearse at some stage before the dress. Ryland, you're by the piano. Thank you. And Stella? Where is Stella? There you are. Please try to stay awake, Stella. Yes, I know, it's been a long rehearsal, and it hasn't even started. Are we all set? Okay. Good. And action. And curtain. Thank you, everyone. That was better, though I'm glad we still have a couple of weeks more rehearsal. Yes, Ryland, it's coming along. That's true. I just think that when you are listening rather than talking, you could maybe do a bit less. Stella was doing her big speech, after a fashion, and you looked like you were simultaneously prising a toffee off your molars and trying to shift some wind. Just listen. It's her moment. Parkin is one of the main characters, yes, and yes, your turn in King Lear may well have gained some extra audience members. Who can forget Edmund the Bastard played as a predatory homosexual in a leather harness? But Parkin isn't the only character, and this is Stella's big moment. Or it will be. Doreen, welcome back. We've just... Oh, okay, then off you go home. Give me strength. Yes, that's it. Good night, everyone. See you on Wednesday, unless I've been lucky enough to be hospitalised. Bye. Stella, no hat in this scene. We discussed it.